Open Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go back to the state. You know, in all of what we talk about, and it's frequently national, it's frequently the skullduggery in the Senate and Trump and that kind of thing, people sometimes overlook the real damage being done by the Republican Party in Wisconsin itself. And here's an example. The Governor Evers' pick to head the Department of Transportation, Craig Thompson, is up for a new confirmation hearing. About two years after Evers became governor, 2 years. In 2019, he had a committee hearing. And he was unanimously backed. But the Republicans wouldn't send it to the floor for a vote. They wanted to hold it over Evers' head. He has been endorsed, Craig Thompson, by every stakeholder in transportation on the business side, the Republican side, the Democratic side. There's no reason not to confirm him. But I'll give you an example. Evers had proposed Brad Pfaff for agricultural secretary, and they cut him down. They wouldn't confirm him to get back at Evers and try to destabilize the Democratic Party so they could win the next governorship, hoping that people would forget that it was the Republicans who would not confirm cabinet nominee. And Pfaff got his revenge. He ran for the state Senate from La Crosse and won, and now he's in the state Senate, going to vote on the other confirmations of people that had been his peers who had been put up for cabinet secretary. Why are the Republicans doing this? In the history of the United States, in the history of Wisconsin, prior to Brad Pfaff not being confirmed, there is no recorded example of the state Senate refusing to confirm a cabinet appointee of any governor. The idea of the need for confirmation is if you have perhaps a crooked governor who's going to put up somebody who's going to actually do harm to the state, or somebody that's so incompetent that people gag and say no. But if they put up a competent individual, the governor is entitled to his team. They are doing this for the same reason that Moscow Mitch refused to have a hearing on Merrick Garland for Supreme Court, although Garland now is the Attorney General. And the reason that Moscow Mitch would refuse to have confirmation hearings initially for some cabinet members, and they shot Neera Tanden down, and they may shoot a few others down. But they are pikers compared to Voss and now LeMahieu, and before that to Fitzgerald, the leaders, Republican leaders in the state, they were pikers. Moscow Mitch, I don't lightly say he was a piker, but compared to Voss, he's a piker. And compared to LeMahieu, compared to the Republican hierarchy here. They have decided that they have one objective, and that is to try to ruin Evers' governorship, reduce it to his not being able to do anything. They started by the lame duck laws. Walker was beaten. He was beaten in November of 18, but Evers didn't take office till January. So the defeated governor signed legislation that said that the guy who beat him wasn't really the governor. It was Voss and Fitzgerald. And the same with Josh Call, the attorney general. This defeated governor signed legislation that said that even though Josh Call became attorney general, Voss and Fitzgerald were the attorneys general, even though I don't think either one of them's a lawyer. And they weren't elected attorney general. And the Supreme Court, Republican majority, even though it's supposed to be independent, said, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. They tried this in North Carolina. It didn't work, but it worked in Wisconsin. So they're able to shut down Evers and Call from doing many things that a governor attorney general would do. And then they decided we're going to pick off his cabinet. He's going to put people up. We're not even going to confirm them. And when what he does is he puts them in as acting Secretary of the Department of Transportation, acting Secretary of the Department of Agriculture. The law on that is you can do it. It demoralizes the department. It makes everything uncertain. But if you want to be truly sadistic and sneaky, what you do then is hold a hearing and then vote them down. And under the law, they can no longer be acting. You know what I would do? You know what I would do if I were governor? I would put somebody else in as acting who does very little or nothing, and then put in somebody like Thompson, Craig Thompson, Transportation, or Brad Paff as his number two, which does not require Senate confirmation, have him run the department, and denounce this all over the state. But what Evers did, actually with Brad Paff leaving and then getting to the state Senate, winning that seat kept the Republicans from a veto-proof majority. So in a way, it was good. In a way, it worked out. In a way, it worked out. But this is behind-the-scenes stuff. This is the kind of stuff that people who listen to this show talk about, listen to, and so on. But the average person doesn't read a newspaper. The average person picks up a few things on TV or radio, a couple of things on social media, just to reaffirm their prejudices, whether they're Republican or Democratic. And all they see after a bunch of years is nothing's getting done. And then the Republicans sort of sneakily and silkily come around and they say, well, we can get something done. Our gerrymandered legislature, even though the Democrats got more votes than we did, we contrived to get 2/3 of the seats in the assembly. So you just elect us. We'll absolutely put in some cabinet members. Absolutely. You have Bruno over here, who our donors really like quite a bit. And you have Igor over here, and they like him quite a bit too. You'll get a cabinet member, all right. You'll also get, you'll be drinking bottled water because you have forever chemicals in your water. More people at the top of the income chain won't pay any income tax. Manufacturers don't pay any income tax. The University of Wisconsin will be reduced to simply a trade school for Wisconsin business. You have the most degraded, anti-intellectual, robot-like, subservient legislature this state has ever had. Even in the days of fighting Bob LaFalle, when he came along, he was DA of Dane County, reformer back in the 1880s. The railroads ran this state. Big corporations ran this state. Fighting Bob LaFalle says that's a bad idea. And he overturned the whole thing. Well, first of all, we don't have a fighting Bob LaFalle right now. We don't have anybody with that intellect and personality and drive and popularity and charisma. But secondly, with social media, Citizens United, even if you had fighting Bob LaFalle right now, people are barraged with millions of dollars of garbage and ads and just sunny skies and fields behind crooked politicians in ads paid for by donors, and then dark negative ads against good people. I'll tell you, I had an experience. You got to do this. Go down to Springfield, Illinois, the Abraham Lincoln Museum. It's a fascinating museum. Spend a day down there. They've reenacted the village. It was really a village at the time where he practiced law. But one of the things that struck me, and this would have happened with Fighting Bob too, they have a little exhibit that says, what if Lincoln were running now with social media, with Citizens United pouring a lot of money in and negative TV? And then they produced ads attacking Lincoln as if the right wing would do it now. And it's devastating. I'm not kidding. Because Lincoln, first of all, you know, physically had something, Marfan syndrome, muscular Marfan syndrome, which makes your, you know, he was very tall. He was 6'4", and, you know, his features and his arms were sort of ungainlier they look like it. Although Lincoln was a wrestler, and when he went on circuit, the lawyers would all get together and they'd have wrestling. Nobody could beat Lincoln. And the other thing Lincoln could do, believe it or not, you try it. Go out to the shed and get an axe. Okay. Just use your fingers and hold the tip of the axe. Try to hold it straight out. You can't do it. I can't do it. Lincoln could do it. He was a very strong man. But in these ads, they made him look ungainly. In the South, with print ads, they had him with a baboon's head. They accused him of being African-American as if that was a pejorative. But of course, in the 1850s and 60s, it was, in terms of politics. They would have done that to Fighting Bob La Follette right now. And so now they're going to have a hearing on Craig Thompson, endorsed by everybody, unanimously endorsed in committee. If the corrupt Republican leadership knifes him right now and tries to do a Brad Path on him to try to set Evers up, at some point, Evers got to go around the state in every county, get up and denounce them as a corrupt party, as a malignant tumor that is poisoning Wisconsin. And it's not only resulting in your drinking bottled water and can't use your wells, the destruction of the University of Wisconsin, destruction of wetlands, exempting their donors from taxes, but not other people. But they also are striking at the heart of Wisconsin democracy. So stay tuned, keep your eyes open. Is Craig Thompson going to get confirmed? He better get confirmed. He's unanimously confirmed in the committee, all Republicans, all Democrats, all stakeholders, all business people, all unions. Everybody thinks he's very good. I think he's very good. He better get confirmed. If the rats in the Republican leadership strike in the dark and knife this guy, then that has got to be taken a lot more public than it's been taken in the past. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.